Well, hello, 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 everybody. It is your girl, Angela Pride. Thank you for tuning into another edition, an episode of AP Empowers. And today I have the most fantastic topic to discuss with you guys. It's performance. I've been talking about and training on turning your potential into performance. And today I decided to share it with podcast land. So thank you again for tuning in for another episode here on AP Empowers. I hope you guys have been having a productive fall. I know the weather hasn't necessarily been cooperating. It's kind of like winter is just jumping on us. I personally was a little under the weather a few weeks back for probably about 10 days, guys. I haven't been sick, it seems like, in forever. But sometimes, you know, I think it's God's way of, you know, trying to get us to slow down and take a little bit better care of ourselves. I pride myself on self-care and self-love. But anyway, I was sick for about 10 days, guys, and was still having to travel, doing a lot of traveling as far as my family is concerned, but also as far as business as well. So I had to keep it going. So I am just excited to be healthy right now, to feel better, although it is burr cold outside. But I feel 100% better. And so today, I just come to you guys thanking you again for tuning in. Today's episode is being sponsored by CWP Sports Talk Podcast. That's another podcast that's happening over on Anchor, Spotify, anywhere where podcasts are heard. Even here on Podbean, I'm sure. But thanks to CWP Sports Talk Podcast. If you are the parent of a high school student athlete, no matter the sport, it could be volleyball, tennis, golf, swimming, football, basketball, baseball. CWP Sports Consulting actually would like to help you out as far as getting your athlete prepared, getting you empowered to further prepare your athlete for the recruitment process, making sure that all of your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. If you want to contact CWP Sports Talk Podcast or CWP Sports Consulting, please reach out to Troy Sr. at CoachWithPride.com. That's Troy Sr., TROYSR, at CoachWithPride.com for more information or for a consultation to see if they would be a good fit for you. All right, guys. So I am getting into the content at hand, turning your potential into performance. What does that mean? You know, so many people talk about having potential and having potential being a good thing. Well, I am here today to inform you that potential is only a good thing if you recognize it and you put it into action. And that's the performance piece of it, right? So when you meet somebody and you say, oh yeah, they have such great potential, that means that they have some good qualities. That means that they have some strengths. But if they are not executing, if they are not following through, if they are not turning that potential into performance, guess what? They're going to stay stuck right where they are. You can have all the potential in the world and be stuck and never move and never grow and never reach your dreams or your goals. And so that's kind of really what I want to break down for you guys today. I want to break down the fact that you need to apply your potential to your goals, to your dreams, to your visions, to what you are trying to do. So many people have potential and they sit behind the desk all day and hate their job. Well, I challenge you today, if you're listening, if you're under the sound of my voice and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, if you are under the sound of my voice, what is that potential doing for you right now? I'll wait. I'll give you a second to think about it. If you are in a deadbeat job, or dead-end job, I should say, if you're in a dead-end job, if you feel like you're stuck, if you're frustrated all the time, if you feel like you're not growing, 9 times out of 10, it's because you're not utilizing that potential that you possess. It's because you're not exercising that potential and putting it into action steps, which ultimately turns into performance. So today, the challenge is to just look back at yourself and look in the mirror. Have you ever been talking to a friend and they're like, oh, but, you know, they're dating somebody and you're like, oh, he's such a loser. And they're like, oh, but he has such great potential. Well, again, guys, it means absolutely nothing if action is not behind that potential. And so I want to encourage somebody today. I want you to tap into your own potential. If you have a child, a young adult, and you know that they have potential, I need you to help them to tap into it, to turn that potential into action steps, to turn that potential into performance. It's not going to happen just overnight. It's not going to just, you know, magically happen. You've got to do something. You've got to start thinking about it. And like I said, one of the greatest ways to analyze your own potential tends to be your strengths, the things that you're good at, the things that make your baby leap, the things that you are passionate about. You know, I'll take, for instance, my husband. My husband loves sports. And he talks about, and if you start talking to him about sports, he could talk to you about anything from race car driving to lacrosse to cheerleading to whatever. He is just a sports fanatic. He really enjoys sports. And so that has been a great part of his potential. And so I was challenged with him because he works a 9-to-5 job and he doesn't have a lot of time and he's really a good father and husband. But I started trying to tap into it. First, I started out with the podcast, getting him to talk about sports. Then I started out to asking him, you know, you should write that down. Maybe you want to write a book. And now he's working on his first book. So it's about, now again, it's not about me. I'm not trying to take any credit for it, but I'm just giving you an example of seeing someone with potential, because not everybody knows how to tap into their own potential. But today I want you to ask yourself some questions. I'm going to help you try to tap into it for yourself. But getting back to my husband real quick, it's not about me and what I did. The potential was his. He's always possessed it. But sometimes that's why I encourage you guys, if you need help, you should be talking to someone. You should have a mentor. You should have someone that you're able to vent and let out some of the things that you have built up in you, because only in some cases that other person will be able to truly ask you the right questions to get your blood thinking, or to get your blood flowing to thinking about, oh, what can I do with this? Or, oh, what do I need to do about this? And so, first tip of the day, you guys know I'm all about action, so I'm definitely going to give you some tips. I want you to ask yourself a series of questions, and they're not limited to these questions that I'm about to give you. They could be a number of questions, but I want you to ask yourself, what are you really good at? And if when you answer these questions, you draw a blank or you feel like you're stuck, I need you to put them aside and then come back to them later. Ponder, you know, think about it, pray about it, think on it, and then come back to it. But ask yourself, the first question is, what are you good at? The second question is, what do you like to do? The third question would be, what is that one thing that you love so much, or that you enjoy so much, that you would do it for free? Now, again, as I stated, your task is not just limited to these three questions, but these three questions should get your juices flowing. They should get you tapping into what you're really passionate about, and maybe that will lead you to what that potential that lies within you that you may not be working. What is it? What is your potential? And so when you do this, again, action is always required. I can never say that enough. I think I've probably said that on every single podcast that I've ever done here on AP Empowers. And I need you guys to understand what I mean when I say action is required. You got to do something, guys. You can't just sit up and think about it. You got to do something. You got to put one foot in front of the other, and you got to make it happen. No one else can make it happen for you. Although I was probing at my husband and asking him about some of the things that I knew he was passionate about, he had to put the ink to the paper to start writing his book. He had to do it. Action is required. Action is always required. You guys know I have a home full of athletes. They're always doing something to hone in on it, being a better athlete. whether it's track and field, whether it was wrestling, whether it was cheerleading, whether it was football, whatever it was, they had to put in the extra work. They had to go the extra mile. And that is what I'm challenging you guys to do today. I have several business clients as well. When I'm coaching, this is a part of my coaching, figuring out what that potential is and trying to get you to execute it. Trying to get my clients to say, hey, you know what? This is something that I need to be doing. Hey, this is something that I think I would enjoy. Hey, this is something that I had just put aside and now I'm ready to pick it back up. So what are those things in your life, guys? It's time. Today is the day that you turn your potential into performance. Today is the day that somebody rings the bell and they say, ding, 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 ding. I think she's got it. You know, I talk to people all the time that say, I've been wanting to do this for so long. Well, what stopped you? Who's stopping you? What's holding you back? You're not tapping into that potential. You're not taking the action steps to make that potential turn into performance. And that's why I'm here today, to encourage you guys. I'm never here to beat you up. I'm here to help encourage you, to motivate you, to inspire you to be better. Better today than you were yesterday. Better tomorrow than you are today. Okay, that is my MO. That is my mission. It is what I love to do. It's a part of who I am. It's a part of my potential. It's the reason I started this podcast, to help you do the things that you need to do. Okay, so let's continue on with turning that potential into reality. The second tip I want to give you guys is that you really got to want it. I can't want it for you. I go back to the podcast that I did. Some of y'all just kind of want it. You got to want it. You got to all out want it. You got to 110% want it. You can't just 85% want it. You can't just 50% want it. You most certainly can't just 10% or 25% want it. You've got to want it. And I can't want it for you. Just because I ask you the right questions, just because you answer the questions, you cannot allow fear. Because that's what it is. When you just kind of want it, you're allowing fear to overtake your potential. You're allowing fear to suppress your potential. You're allowing fear to halt your potential. And so that's what I'm challenging you today, guys. I can't want it more than you. So if you just kind of want it, I need you to kick it up a notch. I need you to get to, I want it. When you ask yourself those three questions, I want you to ask yourself, do you want it? I always ask myself, who's going to stop me? That's kind of my little motivating thing for myself, guys. Who's going to stop me? And when I think about that, I deep down inside of myself know that the only somebody who can stop me is me. But so many of you are out there stopping yourselves right now. Who's going to stop you? I got the answer. You. You're stopping yourself. You're allowing your fear not to allow you to take that extra step. You're allowing your fear to halt your progress. You're allowing your fear, and let me go a little bit deeper, your fear of failure. It's not just your fear, because you fear a lot of stuff, but you really, when it comes to your potential, you fear failing at that thing. You fear going back to school because you're too old. You fear really, really starting and working on your business because you fear that you're going to fail. But guys, I'm here to tell you that nobody that's ever made it, nobody that's ever been successful, have been afraid to fail. You've got to embrace failure. The problem with you not embracing failure or you being afraid to fail is that's halting you. It's stopping you. It's making you quit. The only failure is when you just give up and you say, I'm not going to do it. So although you're afraid, you're terrified that you're going to fail at this thing, and you just kind of want it, and sometimes your juices get flowing a little bit, and you're like, I'm going to go for it. And then the next day, it's like, oh, no, this is a little scary. I wasn't sure I wanted this. The only thing that's going to stop you from doing that is putting that one foot in front of the other and keep going. Keep pushing yourself. This is where your team comes into play, guys. That fear will talk you out of a lot of different things, okay? So I want you to want it for yourself. AP can't want it more than you want it for yourself. I can help you tap into it. I can help you get to it. I can help you discover it. But I can't want it more than you. You've got to do the work. The performance has to come from you. Okay? So do you want it or not? Ask yourself that question. That's tip number two. Do you just kind of want it? Are you on the fence with it? Are you hot or cold? I think some of y'all are lukewarm. You got to pick a side, right? It's either hot or cold. Come on. This is yours for the taking. It's your time. Your time starts now. Today, we eliminate the kind of wanting it stuff. We're going after it. We're going after it 110%. We're going after it more than we've gone after anything, more than anything we've ever wanted. We're going to set some realistic goals and we're going to knock them out. Okay? So tip one is to ask yourself those questions. Tip two is ask yourself, do you want it? Or are you allowing your fears to overtake what your true desires are? And that's a good segue, because even when I talk about your fears, you have some desires as well. I think everything starts with your desire. You know what you want, but you talk yourself out of it, or you suppress it, or you say I'm not good enough, or you say it's too big. But whatever you're saying to yourself, today those things cease. Those things stop today. Today you take your potential and you gear up to turn it into performance. I want y'all to be ready for this thing. I'm telling you. I mean, I feel like I'm running a race and I'm at the end of it. You know how when you get to the finish line, you raise your arm, you raise your hands because you just broke the tape? That's what I need you seeing yourself doing as far as your potential, as far as this thing that you've been thinking about, dreaming about, wanting. Maybe you haven't been wanting it, thinking and dreaming about it, but you know it's there. So once you tap into it, once you ask yourself those questions, what am I good at? What would I do for free? What do I want to do? Once you decide, I'm going all in. I'm going 110%. I'm going after the desires of my heart, and nobody's going to stop me. That's when it's going to start to happen. That's when the action, that's when the fireworks, that's when the people start cheering. That's when you're going to, you run through the red tape. Somebody needed to hear that. You know what I mean? I mean, I put that in there, but somebody needed to hear that the world is waiting to cheer you on. Today is the day we turn our potential into performance. Okay? I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. And lastly, you know, again, it is about action, guys. Action is always required. It's about what you're going to be willing to do. But I want you to forgive yourself. Lastly, I really want you to forgive yourself for not tapping into your potential sooner, because again, I know that this podcast was meant for somebody. I know that the right person is going to hear this podcast. I know that somebody's going to reach out to me and say, hey, you know what? I started today. Go ahead and forgive yourself, though. Forgive yourself for not starting, so it's never too late. As long as you are still above ground, breathing, God still has a purpose for you, but it's up to you to get to that potential, that purpose, that passion, and pursue it. Turn it into performance. Somebody's waiting on you on the other side. They're waiting on that ideal that you haven't shared with anybody. They're waiting on that dream that you know is going to change the world. Today is the day that you get started. I can't encourage you any more than I'm already doing, guys. That's what I come to do, though. I come to encourage you. I come to get you excited. I come to lift you up, because it's your time. It's your time. Who's going to stop you? No one. Move out of your own way and forgive yourself and keep moving forward. I hope that this podcast has blessed somebody today. I know that it's been in my spirit to share with you guys. I want you guys to tap into your potential. I can't wait to see the performance. I can't wait until it's real, not just in your mind, but in real life. You know what I'm saying? Turn that potential into your reality. Turn that potential into the best performance of your life. Someone's waiting on it. Thank you for tuning in today. AP signing off. Another episode of AP Empowers is here for you guys. Remember, I'm here to empower, inspire, and encourage you. I hope you got some encouragement today. And most importantly, I hope you're ready to turn that potential into performance. Y'all be blessed.